Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that if a woman can be obedient to her boss or the policeman on the street, then she can be obedient to her own husband. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
For a wife is voluntary. Placing herself under the power of her husband. Why? Because she has that close, strong, godly friendship love, that filial love as a friend. Driven, she is driven by that chosen love in her heart to do this. It is then an ornament of the meek and quiet spirit seen in 1 Peter in chapter 3, where it is told of the meek and quiet spirit winning, perhaps, that unsaved person. It's an obedience. And without these things, you don't see the progression that we're seeing here in verses 4 and 5. It's not in the life of these young ladies, and they don't grow up with it, and it's not being taught. Then it's not good. You can't put the word that, well, they are good. They're not a good woman. Not a good woman who won't teach it, not a good woman who won't live it. You see, one of the things of behavior that becometh holiness is that, as a young lady and an aged lady teaching it, that if you won't do these things, then it could hinder, and it will hinder, the relationship with God and your spouse. Perhaps your children. She can be obedient to a man who is her boss at work and do it with the right attitude. She can be obedient to a policeman or other government authority. And if she can do that, then she can be obedient to her husband. If she isn't, she is then rebelling against God. And this is a sign that is not good for the home, because God designed for her to be a helpmeet, a loving helpmeet, a friendly helpmeet. She can never then expect joy and peace in those kind of conditions. This is of utmost importance. Very important. How so? That the Word of God, that is the Bible, in its entirety, be not blasphemed. Blasphemed is to speak against. It's the idea of to hurt the reputation of. If she's a Christian, then I want no part of that. See, that hurts the reputation of God and His Word, her husband, and others as well. A bossy, nagging, unsubmissive wife will seem as a vixen, as she must have it her way, which is not the Bible way. And if she can't submit herself, she better not be surprised one day when she's lost her children, she's lost her home. And by the way, when I think of all of these things. These are things of behavior that becometh holiness. It's sound doctrine. And I hope, age ladies, young ladies, that you're not sitting there listening, well, he's a man, and that's why he's going to say no. I want you to see that I'm trying to just give you God's word. I'm a messenger. A messenger. And so I want to just say two things. First of all, if you are saved, you are a Christian. Question yourself on these things. Go back to our website at centralbaptistocala.org or sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist and listen to these broadcasts on Titus. See that it's God's word. And if you need to make some things right with some people, make things right with some people in your home. Make things right with God, especially make things right with God. He that confesseth forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. Oh, if you'll confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Oh, my friend, this has been in your life. I want to challenge you right now. Come back to the Lord and just say, Lord, I go by your name of Christian, but my life does not show it. And right now, I repent before you. Show me if there are those that I need to make things right with and help me to do it. If you'll pray that, oh, my friend, he will. But if you're not sure that if you die today, that heaven's your home, then my friend, I want you to know beyond any shadow of the doubt, Christ will save you. You say, you know, I'm too great a sinner. Oh, no. The Bible shows us God saved harlots, homosexuals, murderers, adulterers, thieves, liars. Oh, my friend, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. What must you do? Well, be willing to turn from sin. Now, friend, you can't change your old nature. You can't change that. But you can receive Christ and he'll place a new nature in you. Oh, that old nature won't be taken away till you go to heaven. But I tell you what, the new nature, through the power of Christ in you, can have victory on a daily basis over that old nature. So what must you do? Confess I'm a sinner, that I do deserve to go to hell. Now, if you don't believe that, then my friend, you're not going to be saved. Got to realize Christ come to die for your sin as well as he did for my sin. And so you deserve to go to hell. For the wages of sin, he didn't say the wages of a big sin or just some of those sins I just named a few moments ago. No. For the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. That's what we've earned. That's what we have coming to us. He says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, not something that we earn, it's a gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How's that through Christ our Lord? Well, Jesus Christ, God, who left heaven's glory and took on human flesh, becoming a man, died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose bodily from the grave, as Revelation tells us, chapter 1, verse 18. He has the keys of hell and of death. Why? Because he conquered everything that has conquered you or me. No man comes unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. He's your only way to heaven. He's your only way to reconciliation with God. Believing that he died on the cross for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and then rose up from the dead, we read, repent, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord, Acts 3:19. Repent is that you're turning to him. You're turning from the old life, and yet you realize you can't get rid of that old sin. You can't get rid of that old nature. You turn to Him to cleanse you. You turn to Him now to be your Lord and God. That's why it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Okay, you belong to Him. You're giving Him yourself to Him, just like marriage. He's the head. You're submitted. But He's a loving head. Everything's for your good. He'll save you. He said, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, the righteousness of Christ in your place before that judgment day. So, my friend, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth his confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you pray right now and ask the Lord to save you? You can. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I formed would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you'll mean this, then how about right now, right where you are? Bow your head and pray this prayer. And if you're driving, then look, just keep your eyes open. But if you mean this, mean it from your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you meant it. Would you prove that by letting us know? Our announcer will be giving you our mailing address, our email, our website, everything. You'll have it right there. You can email us through our website, or you can just write a letter to the address that he gives you here. And let us know that you received Christ. If as a Christian, through this study here in these first few verses here, verses 3, 4, and 5, God spoke to your heart. And you've made some things right with God. Let us know. We want to rejoice with you. And we want to be able to pray for you continually. Now, again, if you live in an area that you go to a church that's a Bible preaching church, let your pastor know this decision. If you don't go to a Bible church, believing church, and look it up, look for churches that are independent Baptists, King James Bible, and old traditional music, not this rock and roll stuff. Call them up, ask them what they have, and then if they're a good church like that, they preach the Bible, they don't use that old music, then my friend, tell them the decision you made and let them help you in your next steps. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light, my friend, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows, is through you listening and you're telling others. And please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.